China says it's still a developing country and needs aid. Others point out it spent billions on the 2008 Olympics, has sent astronauts into space, and recently became the world's second biggest economy. It also gets more than $2.5 billion a year in foreign aid. With a global economic slowdown, crimping government budgets, critics argue the money should go to poorer countries in Africa and elsewhere. Germany and Britain are two countries that have moved to reduce or phase out aid to China. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A damaged pipeline that brings oil to the U.S. from Canada could be restarted today after it ruptured in July, spilling close to 1 million gallons of crude oil into the Kalamazoo River. Enbridge Energy says the Lakehead Pipeline 6B that runs from northwest Indiana to Canada supplies about 12% of the oil. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning our guest is Kevin Eggers, and we're going to be talking about Agenda 21. Now, those of you who listen to our programs regularly know what Agenda 21 is, but the average person doesn't, because, of course, this is not mentioned by the media, which is controlled. The media does not tell you the truth. There is a master plan for everything going on today. Agenda 21 is simply the agenda for the 21st century. It was really concocted originally on the yacht of the Prince Charles, and it was covered in a book written by Joan Bion called The Sustainable Prince. But prior to the meeting in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, the Second Earth Summit meeting, which was chaired by Marie Strong, Prince Charles got together world leaders, and they sat down to lay out the future of the world. And Al Gore was there. Other people were there. Most of the people were very wealthy bankers, the intellectual ruling aristocracy, who wanted to lay out the plan on how to limit growth throughout the world, and basically to lower living standards, reduce the world population. All of these things are covered in Agenda 21. How will we have sustainable development? How will we be able to lower the living standards of the people, those that are allowed to live, because there are obviously too many people in the world, and we can't have all these people using up our natural resources. And so the people on the yacht spent time laying out the plan for the future, and it was presented to the Second Earth Summit in 1992, and it was adopted. It was never officially adopted by our leaders, by Congress, but it became the certainly the policy of the federal government, because, you see, Congress and the Senate are simply figureheads. There is an invisible government that rules everything. I mean, Congress votes for a fence along the southern border. The administration doesn't intend to do that. Congress wants, of course, to, improve our economy and get jobs for people. The administration isn't really trying to do anything effective. It's all political theater to get the people to believe that these things are going on. Congress didn't ever vote for the Environmental Protection Agency. It was simply created by executive edict and now regulates every aspect of our society to the detriment of the American people. In fact, most of Congress had never even read the Obama health care bill that they voted for, and as Nancy Pelosi said, well, we'll have to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it. And that's really, I mean, there are terrible things in this bill, and the average congressman was forced to vote for it. You go along if you want to stay in Congress, or you fight the system and we'll destroy you, as they do. I mean, they put innocent congressmen in prison, as happened with George Hansen and Jim Trafficant and others, and those who really were out of line, well, remember what happened to Flight 007 and Larry McDonald. And, of course, I recently talked to their good friend Bob Fletcher, who had actually talked to a man who was in prison with Larry McDonald. A man who was in prison with Larry McDonald in a remote Soviet prison camp. And he's probably dead by now, but they had to get rid of him. He was an effective congressman, and it would have revitalized the John Birch Society. Well, with that as a background, let's go to Kevin Eggers, who's been studying this for a number of years and has an amazing story. And you need to understand what Agenda 21 is, because it will determine your life and the life of generations yet unborn. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
How did you get involved in studying Agenda 21, and what did you discover?
Okay, First off, I saw the immigration issue, a few years ago when we actually had in Napa here, which is about 50 miles north of San Francisco, we had some Mexican marches going in town here, and our local politicians, many of them were supporting it, and things weren't making sense to me. Why are we supporting this kind of stuff? And so I started doing research, and I thought I was only going to research for a few hours and just see, what's going on with the immigration issue. And, of course, one thing led to another, and finally I found this Agenda 21 information on Michael Shaw's Freedom Advocates site. And so I started researching that, and I found that what he was saying sounded like science fiction on there. They can't be planning on getting people out of cars, onto bicycles, and basically reducing population. None of that made any sense. But if you went to the United Nations' own website after looking at his website, you'd find most of what he said was right there. They're telling you. And so anyway, I approached one of my supervisors in town here. I gave him Michael Shaw's guidebook for public officials for understanding Agenda 21 and sustainable development. I took it to his office, and he wasn't there. My wife was telling me, Kevin, he's going to think you're a conspiracy theorist. And I said, yeah, I know, but, this is real. I mean, all you have to do is just go to the Agenda 21 website or the United Nations website, and you'll see it's true. So anyway, I took it there the next morning. He wasn't there when I took it. They left it on his desk. The next morning, he called my office, and he said Agenda 21 was already the policy of Napa County. And that was the first time I'd even heard of it mentioned in Napa County, that Agenda 21 existed. And the thing is, you see the word sustainable everywhere. You read about sustainable development in the newspaper. You see where our city council supports sustainable development, our county supports sustainable development. But nobody seems to make the tie to Agenda 21 in the United Nations. And that's been my problem from the very beginning, is that I talk to people about Agenda 21 all the time, and nobody knows what it is at all. And it's not mentioned on conservative radio, or mainstream conservative radio anyway. And it's not mentioned in the mainstream news on radio or television or in the newspapers. Nobody can make that connection. And so when you talk to people about it, it sounds like it's coming from the middle of the Nevada desert. You know, Agenda 21, what is that? So anyway, I've been trying to...
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Kevin Eggers on the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan to lower living standards here in America. We'll be right back.
As parents, we try to make sure our children grow up in an environment that is safe. Each year, many American children ruin their lives through the abuse of drugs. We can't shield our children from all that's wrong, but we can take time to encourage our children to say yes to life, education, and a great future, and no to drugs. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Kevin Eggers. And so Kevin suddenly finds that the Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, is the official program of Napa where he lives. But nobody in Napa knows any more than the people listening to this program in Denver or Fort Collins or, well, in Boulder, understand that this is the plan that is being imposed upon your community. But it is being imposed by an elite who believe, well, their slogan is, think globally but act locally. Take over the local communities. Get your people in there. People may not even fully understand what this is about. It all sounds so idealistic. I mean, after all, who could be against sustainable development? But what does that really mean? Why, it means, ladies and gentlemen, down the line, why you're not going to be able to afford a car. They're going to get you out of your car. They're going to make it so difficult. We're going to have all sorts of rules and regulations. We're going to declare carbon dioxide, which is essential to human life, has been much higher in past generations and millennia. But no, this is a toxic gas, and so we're going to have to stop, generating electricity. People are using too much electricity. We're running out of electricity. We're running out of water. We're running out of oil. We're running out of everything, and that's why we have to have sustainable development. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, so anyway, what I did was I wanted to find out more about this, so I started looking into the city and county minutes that we have here, and I found out that non-government organizations are accredited by the United Nations to push this Agenda 21 forward. And And, you know, the Sierra Club, the Audubon Society, Nature Conservancy, they're all, you know, these giant non-government organizations that are basically pushing this forward. But in Napa, besides the Sierra Club being very influential, there's the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives that is partnered with every city in Napa County and the county itself in pushing this forward, and they're a non-government organization accredited by the United Nations. And basically, their whole plan, they create this software that basically our city and county uses to determine the carbon that we're using in our community, you know, what levels of carbon and what we should be going down to. But they also tell them where they can get their subsidies from. They also basically help set up the bureaucracy for Agenda 21. And this is all, of course, in the name of saving the environment and reducing carbon emissions. And I was very surprised that, you know, here we have this international organization basically deciding how our bureaucracy is going to be set up in Napa County. And this really bothered me. I've told the Gasser Foundation, also in Napa, is our largest foundation. They're not don't think of them as, you know, like the Rockefeller Foundation. They're just a small foundation, but they're the largest foundation in Napa. And they were influential in getting ICLEI into the county, and they were also influential in getting a lot of this climate change stuff going on in Napa here. And they worked with, according to the minutes, they basically brought in their own people to help the city create the new building ordinances, sustainable building ordinances. And they also created, and you can look it up, Sustainable Napa County. So it's called Sustainable Napa County. And you go to their website, and they're basically, they're pushing this sustainable development stuff throughout Napa County. And people are buying into it, and I can't, I've written my articles about it, but in most cases, you know, the sustainable development, who doesn't want it? It sounds so good. And you can't, it's very hard to make that connection with people that this isn't about saving the environment. This is about transforming your system of government in the name of saving the environment.
And you know, basically what it is just massive increase of government control, and their ultimate goal is to lower living standards of the American people, to force people living in rural areas into sustainable communities through all sorts of rules and regulations. And of course, this is a totally un-American, subversive concept being brought to us by people of great wealth who want to transform our society. Basically, we used to have a free society. Now everything is regulated by a massive bureaucracy, which is controlled through ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, and they say what will be done. And this is done totally in secrecy. I mean, you can find out about it, but it's very, very difficult to find out about it. You're going to have to spend time, like Kevin has, researching. Your government officials certainly are not going to be going out publicly and warning you that our goal is to change the structure of your life. You're using too much electricity. We're going to install smart meters. We're going to use that to run up the cost of electricity. We're going to run up the cost of electricity because we can't have nuclear energy in America. Everybody else in the world can have it. We can't have it. We're going to start tearing out dams. Why? Why? So that we'll do away with cheap and efficient hydroelectric power. We can't have cheap electricity. We've got to run the prices up so we can lower the living standards. And people say, well, that doesn't make sense. Ladies and gentlemen, the living standards across America are already beginning to fall. And this whole contrived economic contraction is simply another vehicle that they're using to lower our living standards. It may not have hit you yet, but it will, because, of course, they're going to destroy the value of our currency and everything you have in stocks and bonds and investments and annuities and insurance and pensions will lose its value, and then what will you do? Go ahead, Kevin. Certainly, as you tell people about this, What happens when you talk to the average individual?
Well, the average individual, first off, has never heard of Agenda 21, so already you're having to... It's not like a baseball game where most people know the rules and the players. You have to kind of explain the game, and then you have to explain the rules of the game, and then explain, you know, who's playing in it, and then why you don't like it. And a lot of people have a, you know, it's just so hard to explain in just a few minutes what it really is. And you can direct them to websites, but a lot of people, you know, they believe that their media is giving them the greatest amount of information, their best information, and so, you know, you're coming out of left field, and they're having a problem taking it in, and generally speaking, most people I talk to, they won't research it beyond what you're telling them, and I've written articles, and I've talked to people, you know, business people in this town, and I'll come back a month later, and I'll ask them, okay, so what do you know about Agenda 21? And they'll say, what's that again? So it's very hard to get people to even research it because the media is not telling them that this is something that they really need to understand and worry about. And
well, has the local newspaper printed any of your articles?
Yes, they have, and I've put them in there, and... But remember, these are editorials. These are opinion pieces. And so, as I've said, just got through saying, it's like you have to explain everything all over again in your articles to try and get people to understand what it is, and then you have to get them to understand why you don't like it. And it's a very hard thing to write about something that most people are very unaware of. And I've tried, in fact, I have my latest letter, which includes a letter I just received from my Congressman Mike Thompson. Congressman Mike Thompson will no longer do town hall meetings out in the public. He'll only do town hall meetings over the phone, so he controls the information coming in and going out. And so people at this last town hall meeting, I actually left that my actual question was, do you support Napa and Sonoma County's Agenda 21 plans? If yes, why? Could you please explain to the citizens what Agenda 21 is? And I asked the question because most Napans don't know what it is. So anyway, he had said on his broadcast that he had that he would get back to you with it. Any unanswered questions would be answered within a week. Well, 3 weeks later, I called the office and said, where the heck is my answer to this question? Finally, I got it a month and a half later. And this is, if you want me to, I'll read it to you. It's pretty short. It says, thank you for contacting me regarding United Nations Agenda 21. I appreciate you asking the time to share your concerns with me. UN Agenda 21 was adopted in June of 1992. Agenda 21 focuses on the integration of environmental concerns in order to fulfill the basic needs. Improve living standards for all, better protect and manage ecosystems, and ensure a safer, more prosperous future. Agenda 21 does not require the United States to seize land from private property owners. Rather, it encourages nations to move towards effective and efficient use of land and its natural resources. Please know that I understand the need to ensure the protection of land while maintaining the rights of private property owners. Sincerely, Mike Thompson. That's my congressman here.
What they're doing, somebody has a large plot of land they want it, they won't let you develop it. I mean, you can pay the taxes on it, you just can't do anything with it. That destroys the value of the property for anybody who wants to buy it. And eventually people get tired of paying the taxes, and they want to sell it. But, of course, they give them just a ridiculous price for it, and then they turn it over into a wilderness area. The whole plan is we will have massive wilderness areas. We will reintroduce all sorts of certainly animals, cougars and wolves and grizzly bears in populated areas. And you say that's madness. I mean, nobody in their right mind would do that. But people don't understand. These people, they have a different worldview. They really want to do this sort of thing, and they want to protect the wolves so that they can go out and slaughter the cows and the cattle. And then, of course, that'll discourage people from from having cattle herds because they want to get us away from consuming so much meat. Why should we live so well in America when people in Africa areas of Asia are starving to death? We have to lower the living standards here in America. After all, it's all only fair. And when you tell people that they really tend to want to lower our living standards, I mean, they have these altruistic ideas, but basically the whole idea is to transfer our wealth to other nations. That's in the Earth Charter. And, of course, this is an integral part of this whole scheme, the Earth Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the Earth Charter. They all go together, and they're all aimed at lowering living standards, but people just don't see it, because after all, we still live pretty well, don't we, Kevin?
Yeah, right now we're living well, and as people are finding out, though, their land is being regulated more and more. And just like in Napa here, they've got the smart meters on nearly every home now from PG&E, and of course PG&E was also at that Rio Earth Conference in 1992. They knew what was coming this way with Agenda 21. And, you know, smart meters are just the start of controls. They want to put things on appliances and everything else to basically be able to turn things on and off whenever you're abusing your environmental rights.
Because they want to cut back on energy consumption. They're going to drive the price up. That's the reason the smart meters is to drive up prices on electricity. And we argue about all the wrong things. It's really all about, we're going to prevent, carbon emissions by driving up the cost of electricity, and that's what your smart meter is about. But the average individual doesn't understand that, and they say, oh, the meter doesn't work. There's problems with the meter. Well, the meters work fine. They know exactly what they're doing. They know about your energy consumption. You use electricity, especially in midday. They jack the price up, to punish you for using it. But eventually down the line, why, they want you to restrict your electricity use. And then they want you to get you an electric car. How are you going to be able to charge it when the price of electricity zooms up to astronomical levels? Nobody ever asked these questions because nobody could really imagine there is a worldwide coordinated effort. And this is worldwide, isn't it, Kevin?
Yes, Agenda 21 was adopted by 177 nations, something like that.
Hold up, we'll be right back here in just a moment. And if you have a question, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds would like to say that many area parents feel frightened or somewhat intimidated to talk openly with their children about drug abuse. Parents, remember that open communication with your children along with love and understanding can in fact be the most effective weapon in the war against drugs in our community. You are the most important person in your child's life. Teach them to just say no to drugs. That important message probably brought to you by Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling. They're another local concerned and involved business working towards a better community for all. That's Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds on the air because they care. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40 plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Kevin Eggers, we're talking about Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, this whole plan to restructure society, and you're not going to read about it in the newspaper, because most newspapers are not going to allow this to be mentioned, or if they do, it'll only be certainly on the editor, on the letters to the editor. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Kevin, 877-259-7, the numbers escape me right at the present time. We'll have to get it for you a little later, or you can check with the station. 800-754-7524 is the number to call in. We'd love to hear from you. And, Kevin, do you have a web page or any place that people can go to get information on this?
Actually, there's a few people that I myself don't have a web page yet. We're working on one right now. I'm actually working with Orlean Cooley out of Santa Rosa, the head of the California Eagle Forum, on creating a website that's strictly toward explaining what Agenda 21 is. And so we're working on a site now. But
Marlene is certainly dedicated, and he's done a great job there as the chairman of the California Eagle Forum. Well, anyway,
yes,
if you're out there, could this really be true? Now, we know this is being implemented all over Colorado, where this program is being heard, and it's in Denver and Fort Collins and Boulder, and all of these communities actually have their Agenda 21 programs. And yet, most people there have no idea, because this is done very quietly, and it is simply the restructure of your local government. The whole idea, of course, is how will the ruling aristocracy control us? Why, through our local bureaucracy, and it's all done legally. They simply impose all of these rules and regulations, and the average individual has no idea that these all come from above. People think these are local ideas. They're not. They're being imposed by a subversive organization. This whole movement is a subversive, an effort to change America forever and to impoverish our people. And, of course, when the crises come and we have fewer and fewer jobs and the value of our currency is destroyed, and people are going to be shaking their heads and say, how did it happen? Well, it was planned that way. And when you understand all of this is planned, why, it's really very, very, very clear. Now, for the average individual out there, Kevin, where can they go to get good information, reliable information on Agenda 21 and sustainable development?
Okay, there's a couple of sites here. One is Freedom Advocates with Michael Shaw.
That's freedomadvocates.org, right?
It's a, yes, correct. It's www.freedomadvocates.org.
Right.
The other site I would recommend, and this is local, for me this is local, but it's an excellent site to understand how the Delphi technique and other things are used, and that's Santa Rosa Neighborhood Coalition, and that's www.santarosaneighborhoodcoalition.com. And she has excellent information on what's gone on in Santa Rosa, which is just about 30 miles to the west of Napa. And she's done excellent work in stopping redevelopment there and exposing the $750 per household basic. They were going to require every home in Santa Rosa to have an inspection, and it was going to cost basically $750 per household. And they were able to, this neighborhood coalition was able to get enough information out there to basically have them call the council members and say, hey, what are you doing? Because it basically, they were going to do it without letting the people know about it. So they have excellent information on that website on how city government works and how neighborhood associations are used to create the consensus within, basically to create policy within your city. And in Napa here.
And people Napa think this is local representative government. Of course it isn't. It's being imposed from above. Well, who's calling in?
Good morning. This is Janan in Texas.
Oh, hi, Janan. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Something he said earlier, Kevin said, interested me. I believe I understood him to say that ICLEI, his county, his city, Napa, is a member of ICLEI, and that ICLEI actually has a computer programmer, the software for the local bureaucracy to use. And I've always wanted to kind of know the day-to-day impact of ICLEI in a city and how they make their rules and regulations operative in a city. And I was wondering if he could elaborate, Kevin could elaborate on that a little bit, and I'll hang up and listen off air. Thank you.
To get enough information out. Okay, the question was whether how they use the software within the city to create the bureaucracy. Is that kind of the question?
Yes, and how this software works. In other words, this is
given
to local communities to implement their policies.
Yes, basically, you know, ICLEI's purpose, as they say, and this is from their own documents, will introduce management instruments that will ensure unwavering implementation, effective monitoring, and continual improvement of municipal sustainable management. Now, as far as what's happening is all policy is being created around the climate change information or climate change the numbers that they come up with using the ICLEI method of calculating carbon emissions. And so ICLEI has provided the software to do that. Now, as far as the implementation process goes, I can't say exactly without actually attending these meetings how they're doing it, but I do know that all of the information ICLEI is providing them is the foundation for creating the policy in Napa County. And so I don't know exactly who is deciding what in our county, and so I can't answer that question specifically.
Well, ICLEI, anyway, is providing direction, and the people then can go ahead and the local communities can go ahead and pick that up if that's their program. And since they have contracts with ICLEI, some of the policies being introduced there are ICLEI policies, aren't they?
Yes, I'm sure they are. In fact, they even say that what's funny is they even tell you that they're adopting these the principles such as the Earth Charter. And anybody that has read the Earth Charter knows that they want a Ten Commandments of the Earth to replace the Ten Commandments of the Bible.
Sure.
I mean, these people, as far as I'm concerned, are very radical. But, you know, I've only been able to read through the minutes, and the minutes don't tell you exactly how this is being done. And to tell you the truth, ICLEI is only a piece of it. Their actual purpose is to work on creating this bureaucracy, but they're not the only ones involved. Obviously, the Sierra Club and some of these other people are very involved, organizations are very involved in getting this through also.
All right. Well, is that answer your question, Janan? We'll be back in just a moment. Our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
For the the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Well, you know, we see all sorts of issues, and focusing people's attention on it, abortion is an important issue. It's a moral issue. But, of course, the real drive behind abortion is population control. And until you understand, this is simply part of Agenda 21. They want to limit the number of people in the world. That sounds incredible, Kevin. Why would they want to limit the number of people in the world?
Yeah, Kevin? I know. It's pretty amazing that they think that we can reduce population like that. And what's even scarier to me is, you know, how would you do it? And, you know, control is one thing, but reducing population after control, I cannot answer that question on how they're going to do it or...
Well, they're doing it through abortion. They're doing it through euthanasia, and all across America now, in hospitals, they have something called end-of-life care. And, of course, it used to be only done in hospices. Now it's done in hospitals. You're at the end of lifetime. You're going to die, so they put you in the hospital. They start an IV morphine drip, and in a couple of days you're dead. And that's what end-of-life care is all about. And, ladies and gentlemen, in Europe, people are afraid to go to the hospitals when they're older because they're going to get, a morphine drip and die. It's going on in America. Nobody's talking about it. We focus on Dr. Kevorkian. It has become standard of practice in America today, and the average individual has no idea. End-of-life care sounds like so kind and compassionate. It really means killing those who the doctor feels are at the end of their life. And a morphine drip is a very effective means of doing it. So it's all about population control, wars, pestilence, famines. Certainly all of these things are introducing contraceptive material into the vaccines. We give in third world nations where women, of course, are given free vaccinations, but it destroys their fertility. This goes on. It's not imaginary. We're dealing with what I believe are people who have certainly no concern for human life. It's all organized, and of course there's going to be a marked reduction in the population of the world. And that is just so hard for people to understand. It's almost, well, that'll be somebody else. That won't be me or my family, but are you sure? Well, Kevin, certainly is. Now, what are you doing, and are you having any effect up there in Napa?
Well, yeah, I am having some effect. In fact, I've been asked to speak at a few events. I never thought I'd be speaking anywhere, to tell you the truth. I just actually yesterday was at the Bay Area Patriots group of Palooza. I wasn't speaking there, but I was asked to put a booth there by them. They called me up and asked me to. And I talked to probably about 100 people yesterday, and out of that 100, probably 10% knew what Agenda 21 is. Some of them had just attended Michael Kaufman's thing that he had in Livermore, California. He had a lecture there, an hour and a half lecture on Agenda 21. And so they were very concerned about it, the 10% that actually understood what it was. The rest of them were asking me, what's Agenda 21? And, of course, there again, you had to explain it. And even with the paperwork that I was giving them, you could tell that there was a confused look on their face. It's a very tough thing to talk about, but Michael Kaufman, now he just came out with a book, but I don't know the name of it. They were telling me about it. It's supposed to be really excellent.
It's Rebuilding a Broken America. We carry the book anyway. It's Rebuilding a Broken America, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for Michael Kaufman's book if you're interested in the audience there.
So anyway, excellent. And then I was asked to speak a week earlier at the Eagle Forum, and there I actually did speak for about 25 minutes. And my focus was on basically just the idea that they want to transform our system of government. They call for a transformation from our equity, where we used to think of equal justice as the American justice system. They want to change it to social justice, and that's what you find in basically all of the documents now coming into Napa County. Everybody's calling for social justice instead of equal justice. People don't understand. It places the community above the individual, and whereas equal justice protects the individual from the community, from majority and special interest goals. I mean, it's a totally different way of looking at things, and that's what they're pushing. They're also pushing for the economics. They claim that they want to take us from our free enterprise system into a system of public-private partnerships, where basically business and government now controls the market, a free market system, the people are the bosses. Government and business has to work for the people, because the business needs people, and so everything's geared to getting people to basically get into their business. But when you have government partnered with business, it changes everything changes. So I tried to make that point, that this isn't just about the environment. This is about restructuring government and the way we see government, the way we think government. And it's a scary thing that people have so bought into this. I was asked to attend the 53 climate change meeting that we had, 53-point climate change meeting that we had in Napa here. And they were reading this stuff to me. They were calling for private-public partnerships. They were calling for social justice. It was like they were reading the United Nations Agenda 21 manual. And I asked afterward, do you know what public-private partnerships are? And she looks at me with this look, and I said, well, go back in history and look at what Mussolini's system of government was. That was public-private partnerships. I said, do you know what social justice is? Well, take a look at communism and understand their system, because that's what they use, is social justice, the idea that the community has rights above the individual. And who decides the community rights? Only a few individuals at the top do.
And what was the response you got when you raised these issues?
Well, it was obvious that she really didn't know.
And that's the trouble. So many of these people just mouth these ideas. They sound good. Who could be against social justice? I mean, who could be against, sustainable development? But if you don't understand what private, public, private partnerships is, I mean, that's what's going on in America today. As the corporations control the government, and we establish a new ruling aristocracy for the lives of the people. Kevin, thanks very much for being with us. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Michael Kaufman, with Kevin Akers, and certainly we do carry Michael Kaufman's book, Rebuilding a Broken America. And the telephone number to get that, 1-800-544-8927. We have my syllabus on sustainable development. We have a DVD that goes with that. It's called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, because that's really what it's all about. It's all part of this whole plan of the aristocracy to transform America. Who is the aristocracy? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, it's in its 10th printing, something like that. Brotherhood of Darkness will change the way you look at the world. We have basically a DVD on plan population reduction, one called None Dare Call It Genocide, a video called Population Control. You can go on the internet and read my treatise on the population control agenda. The population control agenda, you can get it on the internet, or you can get it from us just by asking. We'll send you a free copy if you get anything else from our ministry. And then, of course, if you come to our conference, we're going to be having an all-day conference on the 17th of October here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, and we'd hope that you're going to be able to come. That's the Radio Liberty Conference. We're bringing in speakers from across the world, and certainly we've got Dr. David Ayoub will be with us, certainly Sheriff Richard Mack, Paul Williams, Dr. Paul Williams, the leading expert on the Islamic terrorist training plan. The Islamic Jihad training camps here in the United States. The Islamic training camps here in the United States, where they're actually teaching people the use of automatic weapons, and of course, many of them are felons, and they've been released from prison. They were converted to this radical form of Islam in federal prisons, where they were given special privileges for joining this radical movement. Why would you be fostering that in our prison system? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're creating the best enemies money could buy. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense, you need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You can read our newsletters, watch our videos free. You can certainly listen to our programs there. And if you Cindy can have a computer. You can listen 9 hours a day to our programs, 4 hours live. If you have a telephone with unlimited calling, why, you can get the telephone number at the top of the web page. It's 760-LOW-SO11. That's 760-LOW-SO11. You can listen 24 hours a day to our radio programs on Genesis. Get the information. Help us reach others. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the life you save could be your own. These people really are going to take us into wars. There's going to be new diseases. There's going to be pestilence. It's all part of their program for population control. They're already undermining our health with many things they're putting in the diet, which they know are toxic. And yet efforts to expose this, to keep people from learning the truth, have been suppressed. And believe me, they do suppress information here in America. There's a new book out called Operation Dark Heart.